We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Yud Beisif Hey. Tzarech Lichas as Yadav B'mayim. One should wash his hands with water out of Perek until the wrist Kodim Tefila before one davens. L'kein Afa Pisharach as Yadav B'boiker. Even though somebody already washed their hands in the morning, as we discussed in Simen Beis. If he touched something not clean on his body, he touched part of the body with a perspiration, or he touched his hair, or in the morning he did not wash his hands until the risk, tzarech lachzol l'rachzom kodem atfila, he should wash them before he davens. And the halach is that when one washes his hands under these circumstances, he should wash them exactly as the halacha requires for washing. It should be washed with a wash from a cup. He should use clean water. There should be no chatzitza on his hands, and wash each hand three times. Vim eloi mayim, if he doesn't have water available, tzarech lachzach reim lalechas lefon of arbi milan, if it's water is in the direction that he's walking anyway, he has to go the amount of taking that takes to walk arbi milan, which is 72 minutes, oy lachrav mil, or walk. If water is only available in the opposite direction from where he's going, he should walk 18 minutes. Of course, in the world that we live in, it's not measured in walking. It's measured in driving because people could drive. So it's quite a very decent distance. Moreover, if somebody's sitting at home, so there we always consider it that he's now walking in any direction, and there's the 18-minute rule. V'mishyar, but if he's concerned, shem b'toch kach, if he's going to go search for water, yav is ma'at tefila, he's going to miss the opportunity to daven, menach yodav, he should clean his hands, b'tzror, a buffer with a piece of wood, with earth, or b'chob midi the monkey, anything that cleans, u'mespal and daven. And the Paiskim suggests that the best thing to do is wash your hands or rinse or clean your hands with a towel that is used for cleaning. So we learn from here, water is the best. If I don't have water available, anything that cleans my hand, anything that cleans my hands. Sif Vav. If you did wash your hands in the morning properly, then you do law, and we have no reason to know that your hands got dirty. He hasn't paid attention to keep his hands clean. And Rav Moshe Sternberg in the Shuvas von Hagus says that even if you do know that your hands came clean, if you have, it's appropriate to wash your hands before you daven, because just like the Kohanim wash their hands before they daven, and just like we learned as a concept of hichayin, of preparing ourselves to davening, proper preparation to davening includes washing one hand before he goes to davening. And even if somebody was learning in that time, gam can have a hasach das, because when one is learning, he's not thinking about his hands. One should still wash his hands. However, here says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, here you don't have to specifically look for water. If he doesn't have water available, and by going for the water, he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. Here, you don't have to go searching for water. Clean your hands whichever way possible. Dem spalam tzibur and dam with the tzibur. Sif zayin Yishtadal l'shtadal l'matzibur. It's appropriate. One should always try to daven with the tzibur. When we speak about tefillah b'tzibur, it means davening the Shemona Esrei together with the tzibur. It doesn't mean the other parts of tefillah, nor does it mean answering Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. Tefillah b'tzibur means the davening of Shemona Esrei. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Ches Aloch Aleph teaches us that besides that there's a mitzvah of tefillah and the proper way of fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur, there's another mitzvah of Nekdashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael. When one sanctifies Hashem's name with tefillah b'tzibur, you're fulfilling that mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says tefillah b'tzibur afa pishim adivreim, even though the mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur is a derabbanan, gedoyli hi memitzvah sasei shel Torah. He says it's even greater than a deraisa. And as Chazal teach us, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, v'nis filasil Hashem eis rotzoin, em say eis rotzoin, what is the time when we can know that our tefillahs will be accepted? B'shosh es tziba mispalim. That's when the tefillahs, when we daven tefillah b'ksiba, and one through davening tefillah b'tzibur has so many brachas. I saw the achroinim and the Zohar bring down. First of all, he is able to prevent Gzeir's cautious, terrible decrees against him. It's a proof that he's a Adam Kosher. It's a way to be guaranteed proper panasa, ariches yomim. V'ksiv, koyam Hashem be'es rotzen in nisicha. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to us when we daven in this fashion. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu moist with tefillah shel rabim. Kadosh Baruch Hu never ignores and dislikes the tefillah of a rabbin, but tefillah yesh b'mchaitim, even from amongst those people, that people who did averis, the ksiv, hein kel kaber, pirish rabbin, if it's a rabbin, if there's a rabbin davening, v'lo yimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never turns away that tefillah. The ksiv, pad b'shalom nafshim yikar v'li, ki b'rabbin hayo imadi. Siv ches, ha'olof v'derech, if somebody's traveling, v'gil ha'makum shiroi to lol and shom, and he comes to a place where he wants to stay, im yesh lefon of ad arba milim makom shemispal b'tzibur, if within dalad amos in the direction dal milim 72 minutes in the direction which he is traveling anyway, and im yochel lavisham by joy, and he could get there during the day, shloit starch lalachas yichidi belayla, he shouldn't have to travel alone at night. The halacha tells us tzarch lelech arba milim lefon of, he should travel that distance, Kadesh Yispal B'tzibur, in order they should be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Ulut Achrov, to travel in the opposite direction from in which you are traveling, Tzarch Lach Samil, you should walk a mil, Kadesh Yispal B'tzibur, in order to be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Amukoshke Shloy Leilach Mamakum Shemispal Shem B'tzibur. And certainly one should not leave a place where tefillah b'tzibur is available. Im Yoch Limcha, you love Limcha is Chetz B'ajoyim. In other words, if you're in a place where you could daven, first tefillah b'tzibur, and then travel, because if you're going to travel and you're going to get to where you're going, there won't be tefillah b'tzibur, first daven tefillah b'tzibur, and then travel. And of course, I saw Moshe Sternberg says, what this also really means, is that if somebody's going on vacation, and he could choose where he's going on vacation, it's not a place that he must be, he should always choose a place where tefillah b'tzibur is available. Sif Tes, mitzvah gedolah spal beis haknesset beis hamedrash. There's a specific mitzvah to daven in a beis haknesset beis hamedrash. Shei mekaymus mukadoshim, they are a place of holiness. V'afil l'pom mizdam she'en shem minyan, even if sometimes there is no minyan there, mikom makom mitzvah l'spal shem gam b'yichidus. It's better to daven in a beis haknesset beis hamedrash if you're davening b'yichidus in the beis haknesset beis hamedrash versus davening at home. Kivin Shem Mekoymus Mekdoshim, they are places of holiness. Umishadak Lima Beis Medrash, if somebody learns in the Beis Medrash, Yispal Gam Kain Shom Basora, he should daven there with a minyan. Avapi, Shiesh Bira Gam Beis Knesses, even if in your city there's a Beis Knesses, but if that's where you learn, that's where you should daven. Avapi, Shiesh Bira Gam Beis Medrash, but if somebody doesn't spend his time in the Beis Medrash, it's preferable Yispal Beis HaKnesses to daven the Beis HaKnesses Shesh Bei Rav Am, where there's a larger group of people davening. Uberoiv Am Hadras Melech. V'mishpeir Shnei Batei Knesses. If you're in your city, there are two Batei Knesses, two shuls. Yelech La Rochek. Go to the one that's further. Sheilo Schapsis, that he should get the Schar Licha for going there. Of course, there are many exceptions to this rule. If the Beis Knesses, which is closer to your house, is a place where you could daven better, for whatever reason, they daven the Nusach, or the people are davening, of course, then you should daven, you could daven in the shul that's closer to you. Roiv Am, or Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaMedrash is more important. If a person is in a rush, and he doesn't have the time to walk, so then, of course, he should daven in the closer shul to make sure that he davens properly with a minyan. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about a case where somebody wants to make sure that he davens Shabbos morning on time with his man tefillah. So he davens in a shul where there's a minyan, but it's a small minyan, and he has time after he finishes shacharis to make it to a bigger shul to daven Musaf Barov Am. So he says, if the place that he's davening is the place that he always davens, he has no reason to have to leave that place. Only if he didn't daven in the place that he normally davens, and now, because of he wanting to make this man tefillah, that he davened there and he has opportunity to go to the other place for Musaf, that's what he should do. I'm Rav Shua ben Levi. Lo'elam Yashkum Adon Beis HaKnesses. A person should always get up to shul, that you should be one of the first 10 people davening there. Even if 100 people come after you, you get the schar for all of them. And the Magen Avraham says that just like there's a point to be the first one in shul, there's also a point to be the last one to leave shul. Someone goes in the morning and the evening to the Beis HaKnesses, or the Beis HaMedrash b'zman aroy, or to the Beis HaMedrash at the proper time, and he remains there properly, and he acts in the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, as one should act. This is the way that you earn long life. Sif Yud. Yesh lo ladam l'kfoye loy beis haknesses beis hamedrash yishpal hashem b'kfiyas. You should have a place that you daven all of the time. But the Prima Gadim says, if even though there's a point to always daven in the same shul, if there's a shul that you always daven in the winter, and a different shul that you daven in the summer, or there's a shul that you always daven during the weekdays, and another shul that you always daven on Shabbos, that's still considered that you have a makum kavur for davening. The gam yikfilai sham makum miyuchalut filosoi, should have a specific seat where you daven. The kol toch dalar amis kachad makum choshev. If it's within dalar amis, or where you always sit, that's still considered that you're sitting in makum kavur. And therefore, if somebody is sitting in your seat, but there's another seat that you could sit in that's within the dalar amis of your regular seat, that is considered as if you're still sitting in your makum kavua. It's good that you should daven next to the wall. Can mitzin b'cheskiyah melech, like we find b'cheskiyah melech, the ksev yasav cheskiyah panav al akir. If there's something between you and the wall that's there on a permanent basis, a table, a shtender, that's not considered a hefsek. It's considered like you're davening by the wall. V'l'yam v'l'yesh v'tfilah etzu rasha. Don't daven or sit next to a rosh, k'shmispal b'beisoy, and even if you're daven in your, at home, you should always, k'shmispal b'beisoy yikvalei gam kei makim, you should have a place at home where you always sit, shlo yuval b'lu b'nei b'esoy, and it should be a place where there isn't noise that you could daven properly. Of course, it should be a place facing the direction of your shalayim. There's also, says the Mishnah Berurah, a point to daven in a place where there are windows. Of course, during the davening, one should not be looking out the window, but before davening, giving a look up and seeing the sky and remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most appropriate.